In a world saturated with podcasts, Two Brothers, One Bible stands out as an intriguing addition to the audio landscape.
Ooh, that was good.
What do you think about that?
That's good.
I don't have any idea what that means.
No.
Welcome to Two Brothers, One Bible podcast.
We are so grateful that you joined us today.
And welcome to another episode of Two Brothers, One Bible podcast. I'm Robert Wakefield.
I'm Peter Searson.
Peter, how are you today?
I'm good, Robert.
That's good. Thanks for coming by. We're glad to
have you. Well, thanks for having me. You doing good?
Last time I checked, I was doing real good. Okay. I haven't checked how I'm doing in the last 10 minutes.
You know, sometimes I think it's better not to check. You may learn something you didn't want to know. So
well,
ignorance can be bliss.
I am one of the happiest people you'll know.
There you go.
Because I'm very ignorant.
I don't think that's true. I don't.
Well, we're going to be looking at our First John series.
Yes.
And this is really a good series that we're into. We're up to verse 6, I believe we said.
We are.
And so do you have that in front of you?
I do. All right. I do. It says, starting in verse 6, and I'll go into verse 7 as
okay.
well. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
Oh, wow. That is powerful.
It is. You know, I think First John, you know, he's been an apostle for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's written the Gospel of John. He's older. And I think he's taken the 21 chapters he's wrote in the Gospel,
mm-hmm.
and he's just really pulling out all the good stuff
right.
here in First John.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
when you read this, it just reflects what he said in John 15 about abiding in Christ,
mm-hmm.
which were the words of Jesus, if you abide in me.
Right.
And so it's got that abiding, it's got that obedience, it's got all those same factors that mm-hmm. we see here in First John.
I thought it was interesting how he started verse 6. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness,
mm-hmm.
that we can deceive ourselves.
We can.
And oftentimes, I think sometimes we do deceive ourselves by just not, we think we're doing the right things, or we think we're living the Christian life, or we think we are, but we've got some things in our closet or wherever that would reflect otherwise.
Exactly.
And so I think that's a very powerful verse, the very part of that verse that says, if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet we walk in the darkness, you know, we're liars.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think that's one of the tools that Satan uses most effectively.
Man.
The deceiving part, to me, is his most powerful weapon.
Well, and it's always a half truth. He's very, you know, he knows what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
But even in Genesis, it's these little twists, the kind of just turning the words a little bit.
Right.
That he loves to do that.
He does.
You know, I was thinking with the word claim. Generally speaking, claims are either true or false.
Okay. Yeah, I agree
you know,
with that.
And sometimes you could argue there's a nuance of truth or false within every kind of claim, but I think if someone makes a statement,
mm-hmm.
you're going to say, you know, is that a truthful statement or not?
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, we live in a world nowadays that's, you know, saying they identify as.
Right.
And so I was thinking when I was reading this verse, I was thinking, for those who are just listening, they don't know me. I'm a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I could say I identify as a skinny person.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
So I wear a size 46 pants.
Okay.
But since I'm identifying as a skinny person, I'm going to go buy a size 32.
Which, guess what? That's not going to work.
Why?
Because you won't be able to wear those pants.
See, and that's what John is saying here
mm-hmm.
in this passage. I'm deceiving myself.
Right.
I'm trying to live a lie, and the evidence is going to bear out that I won't be able to button those skinny jeans. It just won't work.
It's just not going to happen, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. He's, you know, and here's the deal. You know, I think in every Christian, there is going to be an element of hypocrisy in us.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a sinful component. There's going to be things we don't like. There's going to be things that won't honor Christ. There's going to be things that bring shame to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
But what John is saying is we live there. We habitate there. We're walking in that. We're staying in the darkness.
Right.
There's no change.
It's a willful. It's predetermined. We're staying there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what John is saying.
That's what John's saying. And he's saying, you know, because he says we're not living out the truth.
Mm-mm.
You know, what I thought too was interesting. He says we lie.
Yeah. We lie to ourselves.
We don't like the word lie. Have you ever called anybody a liar?
I have.
Have you? To their face?
Well, probably not. No, I'm sure I have. Yeah.
I don't think I have.
I think I have. I think I've done that.
I think I search for other words softer that say words? The same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not telling
the
truth.
You're not telling the truth here, or I think you're pulling my leg.
Yeah.
Or
is your nose growing?
Yeah. But to just look at somebody in the eye and say, you are lying.
Okay. I don't know if I've done that either.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've actually just said, hey, you're lying. But in a joking way, I've said that, I think.
Yeah.
But
to call someone out and say, yeah, that's just a bold-faced lie.
Yeah. That I have called, I've had a carrier once that told me that he didn't take a lunch.
Okay.
And so he gets 30 minutes for lunch. Gotcha. He doesn't get paid for that.
Okay.
But if he didn't take a lunch, we just write that off and, you know, just move his times up and everything. Well, I found on the scanners we could actually see where they were. He stayed 30 minutes at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh.
So I called him out on it.
Yeah.
And I said, can you explain? And this is, I didn't call him a liar, but okay. I said, can you explain to me why your scanner said that you were at a Chinese restaurant when you told me that you didn't take a lunch?
Yeah.
Now, I was calling him a liar.
Yes.
In a nice roundabout way, can you explain to me?
Yeah.
And of course he couldn't.
Right.
And so he was docked for that. But well, it happens.
Yeah.
We lie to ourselves. We lie to, you know, we just lie
to each other.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's what John is saying. If we're going to call ourselves a Christian, if we're going to say we're fellowshipping with God, then the fruit, the evidence of our life should reflect such. And if we're not, if we're still walking in darkness, then who are we kidding?
Right.
God is not fooled.
He's not fooled at all.
No.
And I don't know why we convince ourselves that, oh, God's not watching this.
Right.
And so this is okay. Because he doesn't see this. But then the very next verse, verse 7, is the opposite
of
everything that verse 6 talks about.
Yes.
We're walking in the light.
Right.
And I just absolutely love that because, you know, you go into a dark room, and the first thing you reach for when you walk into this, like our windowless room, we have no other source of light in here except for that light switch.
Yep.
The first thing I start looking for is that light switch.
Have to have it.
I got to have it.
Yeah.
I got to see where we're going. We got to see what we're going to do. We've got to be able to navigate where we're going to set this podcast up or anything.
Right.
So I think, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light,
right,
we have fellowship with one another. Talk about that for a second.
Well, I mean, it's not just fellowship with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's fellowship with one another as well.
Right.
You know, this being in the light is so critical. And so it allows us to fellowship with other believers. It allows us to have a dynamite testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And then John takes it a step further. Look, it's all because of the blood of Jesus, and he is the one who purifies us from our sins. We're not doing it.
Not doing it at all. Not at all.
And so he reminds us that, again, what Jesus said in John 15, if we stay abided in Christ, then we have power. We have the ability to have this kind of fellowship.
Oh, isn't it great to have fellowship with one another.
Yeah.
I think that is one, if you're not in a church family, I think you're really missing out.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why we called the podcast what we called the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's two brothers.
Right.
And it's allowing us to fellowship. And what are we fellowshipping over? We're fellowshipping over one Bible.
One Bible.
Yeah. You know, and so the centerpiece, the, what sits between you and I is a table, and we both have our Bibles on it.
We do. And so we actually have two Bibles.
Well, we do, but it's the same Bible.
It is the same Bible.
Yeah.
It is.
And so that's that fellowship that John's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think having fellowship with one another, mm-hmm, is critical, because I need help on my walk with Jesus. I need Christians in my life that may have gone through things that I may experience, or they may see me as something that I've gone through that they're going about. Yeah. It's just so comforting to know that you've got people with you.
Absolutely.
In a fellowship situation. We have a men's Bible class on Monday nights here at the church, and I love it.
Yeah.
All of us guys get together, and we just sit down, and we just talk about, you know, Jesus and what he's done for us, and how much it means to us. And by doing that, we're having fellowship with one another.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, and I say this quite often because it's true. If you want great preaching, there's people on the radio, there's YouTube, there's television, you know, there's lots of great preaching. If you like great Christian music, a lot of avenues for Christian music. But the one thing you won't get is fellowship.
Right.
You can watch it on TV, you can plug in out whenever you want to, but it's that fellowship. It's that saying, how did those test results come out? How was that last doctor's appointment? You know, what's going on? You're not going to get that.
No.
There's no one going to be calling you fellowship. Hey, let's go get some coffee and see how. That won't happen.
Right. One of the biggest things that happened during COVID was the lack of churches being able to come together.
Yeah.
And sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it hurt, I think, a lot of churches. I think people got comfortable just staying home.
Yeah.
And not getting up and going to a worship service or whatever. And I just remember that when we would watch you on Facebook, me and Trish would watch you on Facebook, how I missed seeing everybody.
Yeah.
I missed being around other Christians.
Yeah.
My wife was right there. I loved being right there.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's great to go and see others as well.
Yeah. And it was hard on our end. There was like 6-8 weeks that we, you know, we were trying to figure out what we were supposed to do, what the protocol was. Mm-hmm. And so literally there would be like 4 of us here, just bare minimum to get something on Facebook. And, you know, how do you preach to a camera?
I was going to ask you, how was that for you?
It was awful. I kind of have funny stories I like to put in there and interject a little humor. And I mean, it was just crickets chirping, you know. It was like, I don't know if that went over.
You have no reaction.
You know, there's no one applauding, no one laughing, nothing. And so, you know, preaching's hard enough because there's no feedback. You know, you might get an amen or go get them, brother, or, you know, something. But, you know, when the camera gives you nothing. And so, yeah, we're created as social beings.
Yes, we are.
And the Father made us that way.
That's exactly
right.
And
if we want to fellowship properly with God and with one another, then we need to walk in the light.
Where he's in the light.
Yeah.
And you know, walking in the light as he is in the light, there's your motivation
right there.
Yes,
it is.
Because that's where he is.
Yeah.
And where he is where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I have no answers outside of that. I want to be in the light with him. And like you mentioned at the end of that verse, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Now that, I love purify.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you go and drink a bottle of water.
Yeah.
You'd like it to be purified.
Yeah.
You like it to be clear. You like it to be free of any kind of, you know, bacteria that's going to make you sick. Because if you drink something that's not, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
And with Jesus purifying us from all our sin, we're clean.
Yeah.
In His sight. Wow. That's a great. These two verses are outstanding. They really are.
They really are.
They should be on somebody's Mount Rushmore.
Well, they may be. Who knows?
Well, if they're not, they should be. Or maybe they don't have to be. You can choose your own Mount Rushmore verses. We're not going to force those down.
No. We're not going to carve on your mountain.
That's what we're not going to do. Well, listen, that wraps up this episode of our First John series. That's verses 6 and 7 of chapter 1. And we really appreciate you listening to Two Brothers, One Bible podcast. I'm Robert Wakefield.
I'm Peter Searson.
And we appreciate you listening. And please subscribe and listen to us next time. Thanks for listening, and God bless. Thank you for listening to Two Brothers, One Bible podcast.
We want to encourage you to subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and be sure and tell a friend.